The Northland College Sigurd Olson Environmental Institute has announced that it has hired wolf biologist Adrian Weidevant to head its Timber Wolf Alliance program. He recently retired from the Department of Natural Resources as a wildlife biologist after over 32 years working for the agency, and he joins us on the phone this morning to talk a little bit about his new gig. Adrian, good morning. Nice to have you with us.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
So talk a little bit about your background. It sounds like you are a guy that, as a matter of fact, the Sigurd Olson Environmental Institute's executive director says when it comes to understanding wolves, there's no one better than Adrian. You think that's fair? Don't be too modest now.
That's pretty much an exaggeration. There are a lot of people that are very knowledgeable about wolves, but I do appreciate the accolades. I have been working with wolves, and my little wolf is barking in the background.
I hear that. That's good.
my wife is trying to get it her quiet. my dog, English Setter, I don't own a wolf. But, no, I did work with the Wisconsin Wolf Program from 1990 through 2013, so was very involved with wolf conservation efforts, wolf research efforts in the state, and have been interested in wolves for a good part of my life, and have been studying them for quite a while, and have gotten to know quite a bit about them, but I'm sure there's plenty of people who know a lot more than I do.
Well, Adrian, one of the things that I think that, at least it seems from the outside, would really complicate your job is that although I think a lot of people are relieved that a scientist and a biologist, a wolf biologist, is in this position, it would seem that any time you start to talk about wolves and the issues that surround them, that job's going to be more political, perhaps, than scientific. Are you prepared for that part of your job?
Well, that was always a big part of my job as well when I worked for the Department of Natural Resources at wolves, sometimes the biology and the science seems easy compared to some of the politics and the social issues. And wolves seem to really cause those kind of things, that there's such a polarization between sides on wolves that there are people who just love them and you couldn't get enough in the state, and there are people who hate them and would rather have the state all wolves eliminated from the state. And most people are probably somewhere in between, but there are some very strong opinions when it comes to how wolves need to be managed and wolf conservation.
There was a time, I think, when Americans as a group were more willing to accept, and I'm not saying necessarily that this is a bad thing, but they were more willing to accept the recommendations of experts. And they were also more willing, it seems, to look at the science, listen to the science, and say, all right, well, that makes sense. People are not as accepting necessarily of what they're being told by experts, and people are science deniers, particularly in other disciplines, are kind of proud, actually, that they're denying that. What role does education of the public have in trying to smooth out a little bit of some of these issues? How much of the conflict is based on misinformation?
Well, I think that is a big part of it, is that a lack of scientific knowledge amongst many Americans, and whether it's climate change or things like evolution or conservation of large carnivores such as wolves. And I think that's why I'm really excited being with Timberwolf Alliance Northland College, is I think education is so important. We really need to educate young people especially, but there's a lot of us middle-aged and older people that also sometimes need some education, and I think that's why it's so important to promote scientific education about a broad range of issues, including how we manage carnivores and carnivore ecology. So I think if people have a better understanding of the animals, they have a better appreciation and a greater tolerance of it, and it's often, there are many surveys that demonstrate that the higher educational levels tend to be the more tolerant people of large carnivores. So there does seem to be some relationship that the more people learn about something, the more they're willing to accept it. So that is important, but there's also emotions, there's also peer impacts, and those would go beyond just education. We do have to make sure we have good policies that allow the reasonable management of these animals.
Well, and of course, whenever there is money involved, whenever you're talking about whether it's reimbursement for livestock that are killed by wolves, or whether or not something goes on an endangered list or a threatened list, whenever there is money involved, there are a lot of other interests that really stand to gain from trying to manipulate people.
And that's very true. Yes, money is always going to be a factor. Politics is a big factor. For many of us, we feel it's unfortunate wolves have gone back on the endangered species list. We think that more reasonable management for healthy recovered population is to have them as a state-managed species. But that doesn't mean the state's always doing a good job in managing, and the state also needs a little prodding once in a while to encourage better management, better use of science, better inclusive processes for managing large carnivores. So, yeah, I think money is a factor, the politics are a factor, and those are all things that need to be addressed and looked at when we consider the conservation of these species.
Well, Adrian, thank you so very much for joining us this morning, and congratulations on your new position. You've obviously got the full support and faith of a lot of folks behind you, and we look forward to talking with you again.
Well, thank you. I'd be glad to do another program.
Adrian Wideven is a wolf biologist, and he will be heading the Timber Wolf Alliance program at the Northland College Sigurd Olson Environmental Institute.